live in here, difficult and hard. Every day some explosion.
Vladislav lost his job as a cargo sailor, and Angelina discovered she was pregnant. They just bought a new apartment. These were the first days of the war. Now they borrow for the mortgage, medicine, and doctor visits. Sometimes it's not enough.
I have friends, some family. Yes, I borrow at these people money for pay because I can't pay. Our owner company, this apartment, say you should pay, you must pay. Yes, but I not have any choice.
In the southern port city of Odessa and across Ukraine, the war has shut down fishing, tourism, nearly everything. Lika Beseschova owns three restaurants here. Two are closed, but she reopened the third. She considers it an act of patriotism.
All of the years that we've been working were successful, so I can afford to keep my staff busy and to keep people working. And I think in a way it is patriotic, so I can afford it. I'm ready to lose here.
Sometimes it feels almost normal here, until it doesn't. Outside, there's a loud boom, a Russian strike. Then, an air raid siren.
It feels safe from here, and being here feels safe from the inside. But it is a big illusion.
But she says she won't keep it open through the winter. The few remaining tourists will all be gone.
Just south of the ports in Odessa is the town of Zatoka, a resort area where people come to vacation. But they're not coming here anymore because of the perils of war. A Russian missile strike hit this residential area, and you can see the devastation.
Somehow, no one was killed in these destroyed homes, but little is left intact.
As you see, we're trying to save some things like this bed, because this is not much that left here after this explosion.
Little left, little work, and constant danger.
From these explosions, our life high risk, that we can die it, and everybody can die it. Yes, that's why we're afraid for our life.
They also fear for their child's future.
It will be our chapter in our life, and we should to be stronger. I want peace in our country.
With all Ukrainians, Vladislav and Angelina journey through a perilous present to an uncertain future. John Hendren, Al Jazeera, Odessa, Ukraine.